This is LBC News.
23 minutes past the hour. I'm Jim Diamond with you live across the UK on LBC News. So we have been fully aware. In fact, I've certainly spoken about it on this programme this week on our coverage in LBC News of the G7 virtual summit and the leaders getting around the virtual table to discuss the situation in Afghanistan and when troops should leave, particularly when American soldiers should leave. On the deadline day that was agreed, 7 days from now, the 31st of August, we've been trailing that Boris Johnson, highly likely, along with other leaders, to see if there could be an extension. A bit more time to let people that need to leave, that want to leave, to be able to leave. But they need the Americans in order to do that. There is certainly a big problem, and they'll be fully aware of this. The Taliban, whilst the meeting was taking place, insisting the evacuation operation from Afghanistan must end by next Tuesday. We know that the spokesperson for the militant group, who's been speaking at a news conference in Kabul, said there'll be no extensions. His voice is, of course, interpreted.
31st is the time given, and after that, it's something that's been against the agreement. All people should be removed prior to that date. They have got everything.
Well, let's head now live to our correspondent in Washington, LBC, Simon Marks, is standing by with the very latest. This is a very, it's going to be a very tense conversation happening.
Yeah, no question about that, Jim. This is a very, very high stakes day for President Joe Biden on the international level, but also domestically here in the United States. Within the last few minutes, the White House has published fresh numbers that show that the United States has evacuated and facilitated the evacuation of approximately 58,700 people since August the 14th. And since that, of course, the day that Kabul fell to the Taliban. And since the end of July, they say that the United States has facilitated or evacuated approximately 64,000 people. However, there is a leaked State Department memo that shows that of those 50-odd thousand people evacuated, 58,000 people evacuated since the Taliban takeover, only around 4,000 are American citizens. And remember that this time last week, the White House was guessing that there might be as many as 15,000 American citizens in Afghanistan. And President Biden, of course, over the weekend, pledged that any American in the country who wanted to come home will be able to come home. Boris Johnson, the French President Emmanuel Macron, the Australians are among those urging President Biden to extend the August the 31st deadline for this evacuation effort to be complete, mindful in large measure of the fact that if the last day for flights is August the 31st, well, they don't just pack up their kit bags, the Americans and the other troops, on that morning. They have to start drawing down the facility that they have created at Hamid Karzai International Airport several days prior to that. And now there's this new pressure point coming from the Taliban's spokesman Zayabullah Mujahid, speaking at a press conference in Kabul a short while ago and insisting that the American evacuation efforts must end on August the 31st, and saying that between now and then, the Taliban will no longer allow the US and its allies to evacuate Afghan citizens. He's speaking here through an interpreter.
We ask Americans to change their policies and don't encourage Afghans to leave. Please don't encourage our engineers, doctors, and military personnel, because we need them and their talent. Don't take them to foreign countries.
That's the Taliban literally trying to stop the brain drain from Afghanistan that they clearly believe is now underway. We learnt today from the reporting of multiple news organizations here in the United States that the CIA director William Burns made a secret secret trip to Afghanistan earlier this week and held an undisclosed and unreported meeting with Abdul Ghani Barada, the Taliban's de facto leader in Kabul. Clearly, this military operation, a key aspect of those conversations. It will have been, as the Wall Street Journal points out today, an interesting conversation, given the fact that it was the CIA working in cahoots with the Pakistanis that led to the jailing of Mr. Barada for 8 years, some years ago. But this certainly will have given the CIA director, William Burns, an opportunity to take the measure of the man who now seems to be in charge in Kabul. Yesterday, National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan, very much an embattled member of President Biden's administration, indicated that the evacuation pace had picked up at Kabul International Airport, and certainly didn't sound like a man who was representing a president who thinks the August 31st deadline should be extended.
We believe we're making progress. We're going to keep making progress, and the president will ultimately make his decision about the precise shape and scope of the operation. We believe today will be an efficient and effective day, and tomorrow and the next day as well. And as I said, he is taking this day by day and will make his determinations as we go.
But there are massive pressures now building on President Biden domestically as well as internationally, with members of Congress, including many prominent Democrats, saying he will be making a mistake if he terminates this evacuation operation at the end of the month, and will be making an enormous mistake if he leaves any Americans stranded in Afghanistan. And that's before, of course, we get to the tens of thousands of Afghans who have assisted the US and other international forces over the last 20 years. And Republicans also now piling on within the last few minutes. Congressman Jim Banks of Indiana had this to say on Capitol Hill.
If any American is harmed, injured, or killed and not safely evacuated out of Afghanistan, or if any of these weapons or this military equipment is used to harm, injure, or kill an American now or at any time in the future, the blood is on Joe Biden's hands.
And he's referring there to the $85 billion of weaponry and technology left on the Afghan battlefield by Afghan armed forces when they collapsed as the Taliban advance continued. And that is going to be a big source of the investigation that gets underway here. How is it possible that so much high-grade weaponry could now have fallen in Taliban hands? Surely the president's opponent, Democrats and Republicans, will argue there must have been some way to avoid that. We think we're going to be hearing from President Biden at around 5 p.m. UK time, at which point we think that he will announce his decision about whether to terminate that evacuation operation on August the 31st, which is precisely what the Taliban is now demanding. But he's also going to face questions about what his response is to the Taliban insistence that the US and its allies must no longer evacuate any Afghans from the country. That clearly changes the equation as President Biden makes his calculations, Jim.
LBC News will be carrying that live when Joe Biden does speak. For now, our Washington correspondent Simon Marks, thank you very much. It is 3:31 right now.